In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak, where we celebrate the annunciation of the birth of the Messiah and the coming of the Lord Christ in the flesh. And today we see Archangel Gabriel is bringing the good news to Saint Mary and saying to her, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. And this is news and definitely something that's unheard of before. And how Saint Mary reacted to the news shows how godly is this young girl. And this is something for all of us also to learn about ourselves, how we react to news. One of the fathers said that the greatest science is for man to know himself. Sometimes God allows us to go into some kind of like tribulations or hear some kind of news coming from our relatives, from the media. How we react to news tells us about whom we are. We might all hear about maybe an accident or a terror attack somewhere in any place in the world, and might all of us react, our reaction will be different. Some people will feel angry and maybe react with this anger, trying to find how can we avenge for those people who were killed by those terrorists. Some people will be maybe doubtful for God's mercy and thinking, where is God? Why is he allowing this to happen? Some others will try to dig further into the news, trying to find who and what and who did what, and trying to go around in this kind of vicious circle, finding more news and more news. And some maybe will go to their rooms and go on their knees and pray for God to have mercy on his creation and bring peace back, maybe trying to find a way or mean to help those people who were affected by this terrorist attack. So today we learn that the news will tell us about whom we are, how we react when we hear something, either personal or something on the level of the community around us. Let us go and review some of these reactions and learn from them how they tell us about Saint Mary and about other people. The news for Saint Mary was a call for service. She heard from the archangel that Elizabeth is pregnant. This got her attention. There is something I need to do. This old lady was my cousin, need my service. Then immediately she reacted and ran to go and help her. Saint Mary was not confined into what is going to happen to me or about the honor that was bestowed upon me, thinking of myself and how can I take care of my babe. She was actually more mindful of the need of her cousin that needs someone to take care of her. In another occasion, we find also Saint Mary while attending the wedding at Cana of Galilee, when she heard that the people are running short on food and on wine, her reaction was, how can I help? This is a positive way to look at it. She ran to her son asking, please do something for them. Please ease their embarrassment. Maybe we can all be in this situation, and definitely our reaction will be different from a person to another person. Some might think of the host, why they are inviting all of this crowd if they cannot afford to feed or them or give them something to drink. But this was not Saint Mary. Every news for her was a call to serve. What can I do to make things better for those people? In the same way also we find a person from the Old Testament, Nehemiah. While he is living in Persia, in his land of captivity, he has a good rank there, being the cupbearer of the king of Persia. When he heard about the news of Jerusalem and that the city was desolate and distracted and everything is not going well there, his immediate reaction was, how can I go and help? So this is what he put in his heart. He prayed to God, asked the king for permission, went back home, tried to restore the walls of Jerusalem once more, allowing his people to worship God again. On another occasion, we find the church of Antioch in the book of Acts, chapter 11. When they heard about a famine that's taking place in Jerusalem, their reaction was, what can we do to help? Let us collect some money and bring it to our friends and our relatives over there to ease their suffering during the famine. So this is a positive reaction. When you hear news, you think about, what can I do? Even if I cannot reach those people that might need my help, I definitely can pray. I can go to my room and I dedicate time where I can ask God to have mercy on those people who are suffering or in need of help. Another way also of reacting to the news, something like this given to Saint Mary, she might have thought about it as an honor. And then comes the question about why me? Maybe I am too good. Maybe I am better than others. That's why God is giving me this privilege. Maybe on the other hand, she might think of it as a responsibility. Why me again? But in this occasion, as a way of grumbling. Why is God is giving me all of this? Why I should take care of this child and how can I live with it? Saint Mary actually did not think this way. She did not ask this question, why me? The only question she asked was about how this is going to happen. Look at how the people of Israel reacted when God chose them to be his people in the Old Testament. They thought about it, why me? And the answer was, because we are the elect. We are better than others. Then all the people around us are not accepted by God. We are the ones. This was not the way God wanted them to react to the news of being chosen by God. On the other hand also, we find Moses, when God chose him to go and free his people from land of Egypt, Moses reacted in another way when he said to God, "Oh my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send." Why me? Why should I go there? I trouble myself. Let me where I am. Saint Mary did not react in this way. The question about why me was not asked by her. Another reaction also, when the angel came to Saint Mary, he told her, God is with you. And maybe Saint Mary could have thought in her mind, if God is with me, why I am suffering? Why I am an orphan? Why I'm living in the temple while I was 3, now I am 12? Why now they are choosing an old man to be my husband? All of these questions might come to her mind in reaction to the news that God is with you. Sometimes when someone is suffering and he comes to the church and the priest says to him or her, God is with you. Sometimes the reaction is, if God is with me, why this is happening to me? This is what Gideon reacted with when he heard the angel of the Lord coming to him, saying to him that God is with you. Go and deliver your people at the time of the judges. He told the angel, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us?" Sometimes when we hear about the news of persecution of our relatives in Egypt, then we question, if God is with us, why he is allowing this to happen to the church? But those people who have faith and they trust God, they know that even with this persecution, this helped the church to be strong, to keep the faith unblemished from the time of the apostles till the time now we celebrate 2,000 years after Christ in Egypt. Another reaction to the news is, what about? Then what? What's going to happen afterwards? What am I going to say to Joseph when he finds me with a child? How am I going to survive and sustain this child? Who is going to take care of me? I'm just 13 years old. All of these reactions also are telling about a person looking for the convenience, my comfort zone. Something now is going to be added to my life and I don't know how to handle this. None of these questions were asked by Saint Mary. Questions about, what about when the news come to you that you are called to serve? What's going to happen after this and this and this? It says something about what you are truly looking for. A true servant, a one who is really called from God, his heart is after serving God and his people, only ask about my duties, my obligations, not about my comfort or whatever I might find like accommodating for me to serve God. The news also, not only how Saint Mary reacted to it, shows her character, but also in the scripture, we find people reacting in a way that we all can learn from. In the book of Joshua, chapter 7, there is a story about the defeat of Israel before Ai, the small city. After Joshua took over Jericho, now the time for the next station, it was a small city called Ai. At that time, one of the soldiers, he stole something from the things that God asked the people not to keep any from Jericho. He kept it in his tent and he hid this from Joshua. God was upset with this, and he abandoned Israel while they are going to the war in Ai. When they went there, they were defeated before this small city. The news came back to Joshua. Joshua, being the man of God, he knew that there is something wrong with us. And the way he reacted was, Joshua tore his clothes, fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. He went to the temple, at that time the tabernacle, asking God, why this is happening? Where is the problem? What is my mistake? Joshua is a good example for all of us. When I have troubles and tribulations in my life, I can bring it to anybody around me. I can think of all the people, all the circumstances. Maybe Joshua could have said, maybe the captains of the army did not plan it well. Maybe the soldiers did not fight in the way that they should fight. Joshua knew there is sin in the camp. Something is wrong happening in the midst of us. God abandoned us, and that's why we are going through this kind of difficulties. Not many people react as Joshua did. Joshua knew that if we are right with God, things will be different. If we are not right with Him, maybe that's why we are going through this. In any tribulation and difficulties, we have to ask ourselves if we are right with God, if there is something need to be cleansed, if this is answered, then we can see what's next. But the first question to the news about difficulties or defeat should be always, if there is sin in the camp, something in the midst of my house, in the midst of my heart. Another way also of reacting to the news, we see it when Moses reacted to the news about Pharaoh coming after the people of Israel. Pharaoh let them go after his firstborn died. And then, maybe a few hours later, he regretted the decision and he ran after Israel to bring them back and maybe trying to harm them. Everybody heard the news. The people of Israel, when they heard that Pharaoh is coming after them, they said to Moses, oh, now this is what we told you. Now this man is going to take over us. He is going to kill us. Why you didn't allow us to stay in Egypt? And this troubling news became a reason for them to grumble against Moses and blame them for the difficulties and the tribulation that's about to fall on them. But look how the man of God reacted when he heard that Pharaoh is after them. Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Moses did not hear at this moment anything from God about what's going to happen. But he knew that this difficulty will bring a new experience with God. The news for him about Pharaoh chasing after the people of Israel was another occasion to experience God's power. I like when I hear when people are going through tribulations, those people come and say, I know that I'm going through a hard time. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I am positive I'm going to have a new experience with God that I will live with for the rest of my life. This is something we need to learn, to be positive to this point that whenever I are going through difficulties, I can say, God is going to do something miraculous. I know that He's going to help. He's going to make it something that profitable for me and for my family. This is how the godly people react to news. Another way also to react to the news was about the persecution that was fell on the people in Jerusalem. This news triggered again as the early church led the disciples to pray always and proclaim the message all the more boldly. When the people heard about what's going to happen or what's happening to the disciples, how they were beaten by the archpriests and the soldiers in the temple, then what happened? When they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, started praying. We hear this bad news every day. We hear persecutions happening on the people of God everywhere and almost every day in the news. How many of us react in this way? Something for us to learn from. If I hear about difficulties, it's time for me to pray. Many people question God's goodness, doubting Him and doubting his care of his people, doubting what he said, that even like the most difficult revelation will not be able to destroy the church. Many people think that we are by ourselves, we have to defend ourselves. Many people try to make some kind of arrangements where I'm going to hide when something bad is going to happen. When people heard about the threat that's coming on the United States from ISIS, people started to think, what's going to happen to us? Again, this is the right way of reacting to the news. We have a God who care about us. If he allows something to happen, this is his goodness. We deliver ourselves in his hands every day. And for him, we accept any tribulation, any difficulties, trusting his goodness and his care of us. The news that was brought to St. Mary revealed her character, revealed her goodness, revealed how good a girl she is. And something for us also, that we learn about ourselves, how we react to the news. May the Lord give us all the wisdom and give us the godliness by which we react positively to every news that we hear, even for ourselves or for the life of the people around living around us. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.